Chapter 5 Problems at School. Anne and Diana played together all summer, and they became best friends. When school began in September, they walked there together and came home together. Anne was happy. She was the best student in the class and wrote the best compositions too. One day, Anne saw an attractive boy in the class. She didn't know the boy.
"Who's that boy? Do you know him?"
Anne asked Diana.
"That's Gilbert Blythe,"
Diana answered.
"He came home from his holiday yesterday."
At that moment, Gilbert pulled the hair of the girl in front of him. Then he looked at Anne and smiled. Anne wasn't impressed.
"Gilbert is attractive,"
Anne told Diana later.
"But he isn't very nice."
"He's the most popular boy in the class,"
said Diana.
"He's horrible,"
Anne said.
"He likes to torment people."
But Gilbert liked to study too, and he was an excellent student. Sometimes he got better marks than Anne.
"I want to be the best,"
thought Anne.
"I don't like Gilbert."
One day, Gilbert pulled Anne's hair. Anne hit him with a book.
"You horrible boy,"
Anne said.
"Anne, come here,"
said Mr. Phillips, the teacher.
"Don't punish her,"
Gilbert said.
"I'm responsible."
But Mr. Phillips didn't listen to Gilbert. He turned and wrote, "Anne must control her temper," on the blackboard.
"You must stand here all afternoon."
Anne stood there all afternoon, humiliated and angry. When it was time to go home, Anne took her books and quickly left school.
"I'm sorry, Anne,"
said Gilbert. But Anne didn't answer him. She didn't wait for Diana. She went home alone.
"I detest Gilbert and Mr. Phillips,"
thought Anne. At home, she told Marilla everything.
"I'm not going to school anymore."
"Of course you're going."
"No, I'll study at home. I don't need a teacher."
Later, Marilla and Mrs. Lynde talked about the situation.
"Why can't Anne stay at home?"
Mrs. Lynde asked.
"One day, she'll decide to return to school."
Marilla accepted what Mrs. Lynde said. Anne helped with the housework, studied, and played with Diana after school. When she saw Gilbert, she didn't look at him and she didn't talk to him.